O Oriens, O Dawn, O Daystar. This is, as we all know, the shortest day of the year, the day on which night reigns above all other days. And so, on this shortest of days, the Church has always looked toward the coming of the day star. For from this day forward, the day shall begin to increase. And it is for this reason as well that we celebrate today the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle. We in fact have apostles to adorn all of the Ember days. Today is Ember Friday, but we celebrate the Feast of St. Thomas instead, with commemoration only of the Ember Day. We always find apostles near the Ember days. In September, we celebrated the feast of that great sinner turned saint, St. Matthew, called from a life of sin to serve our Lord. During the Ember days of Lent, close to that time always, we celebrate the feast of St. Matthias, the one called to replace the traitor. And in the Ember days of Pentecost, always near that time, we celebrate the feast of Saints Philip and James. Most especially St. Philip, for that was always his feast day. He was martyred, in fact, on May 1st. And so it is always around that time that we hear his voice, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough." This mystery, then, of the revelation of the Blessed Trinity, which we celebrate already during the octave of Pentecost. But at this time, we celebrate the Feast of St. Thomas, and in today's liturgy, we borrow very largely from Low Sunday, that is Sunday at the end of the octave of Easter. We will hear these antiphons again at the close of Easter. Quia vidisti me, Toma? Because thou hast seen me, Thomas, thou hast believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. On this darkest of the days of the year, we are called especially to practice the virtue of faith. We hear Thomas's voice three times during the liturgical year. On this day, then in the middle of Lent, on the occasion of the raising of Lazarus, it's the only other time we hear Thomas speak to us. We are told on that day that while all the other apostles are warning our Lord not to return to Judea because the Jews are seeking to kill him, Thomas rather exclaims with great enthusiasm, "No, let us go and die with him." Nevertheless, Thomas, along with all the others, except for St. John, abandon our Lord at Calvary. They run away from the garden, and Thomas especially is not found again until a week after the resurrection. It is hard for us to imagine what he could have been doing all that time. Yes, Peter also kept his distance and warmed himself among sinners. But Thomas, we hear nothing of. Only a week later, he arrives and hears the proclamation of all the others that we have seen the Lord, to which he responds, "Unless I can touch him myself, unless I can place my own hands in his very wounds, I will not believe." Our Lord grants him a special apparition, perhaps acknowledging the courage that he showed only a few weeks before. But nevertheless adds, "Blessed, O Thomas, are those who have no need of such proofs. Blessed are those who have never seen me here in the flesh, and yet have believed." Year after year, we celebrate this feast of the coming of the day star, even though you and I have never seen our Lord in the flesh. We are called especially to practice this faith. The Mass today calls upon us to do that, as it does with the same prayer it has for Low Sunday at the time of Holy Communion today. As the Lord is held up before us, before we receive Holy Communion, we are called upon to be no more faithless, but now believing. We see our Lord now hidden under these sacramental veils. And yet the Church tells us today, this should be enough for our faith. We know that our Lord came 2,000 years ago and continues to dwell with us until the end of time, that day star from on high, in the sacred host. He is here present with us, really, truly, and substantially, every day in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And thus he shall remain until he comes again in glory as the judge of the entire world. Amen.